Good morning.
So, Rodney, why do patients suffer so much from their hair loss conditions?
Well, hair is a really important part of any social interaction. And so when we go out, we spend a lot of time preparing our hair. When you go to hairdressers and you sit there and you listen to how clients interact with their hairdresser, they're very particular about how they want their hair styled, because the hair puts off a lot of signals, and it's just as important in terms of signaling other people as the clothes that you wear, and a variety of other mannerisms. So it's a really important part of that. And I think when people lose their hair and they lose control of their social interactions to some degree,
right,
then, some people feel very much a loss.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the sort of common types of hair loss? Like, what sort of causes this most commonly?
Well, there's two main categories. So one is just a normal age-related patterned hair loss. And that's something that affects every man and every woman on the planet. So there's not a 70-year-old on this planet who's got hair like a 17-year-old. So everybody loses hair to some degree as they get older. But some people start to get the age-related hair loss at a young age. And so we'll sometimes see teenage men and women with hair thinning. And in men, we all recognize the pattern where they get the recession at the temples and the bald spot at the crown. And in women, they tend to just go diffusely thin, and they might start to notice that their ponytail is not as thick as it used to be, or that they're shedding a lot of hair, particularly when they wash it, that a lot comes out in the brush or comb. So that's one main cause of hair loss. But there's also autoimmune diseases that can affect the hair loss. And so they're diseases where the body's immune system, which is normally programmed to attack things that are foreign, starts to attack bits of yourself. And if it starts to attack your hair follicle, makes your hair fall out, then that can cause a condition called alopecia areata. And in fact, that's the most common autoimmune disease in man. It's more common than juvenile diabetes. It's more common than rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
But it's, for many people, it's a short episode. It's, you know, something, they get a patch or two of hair loss. They get a circular patch of hair loss about the size of a 20-cent coin that appears out of the blue. And then just as quickly as it appears, it starts to regrow over 4 to 6 months. And that might be all that they get.
Right.
And so half the people, it's just a short-lived nuisance. But for the other half of the people who get alopecia areata, it's something that comes and goes and comes and goes. They get multiple patches, starts to really affect the way in which they can style their hair. And then a proportion of those people will go on and lose everything. So they'll go completely bald on the scalp. They might even lose their eyebrows, eyelashes, armpit hair, everything.
Right. So, Rodney, when we're looking at, you know, sort of what can be done about this, what sort of treatments exist for Australian consumers nowadays, and how effective are they?
So for the ordinary age-related hair loss, there are treatments that you can get from the hairdressing salon, there are treatments you can get over the counter at the pharmacy, and there are treatments that are available on prescription from your doctor. So the hairdressing treatments are centred on prostaglandin. And that came from the observation some years ago where the eye surgeons were treating people with glaucoma with a particular type of eye drop. And all their patients were complaining they couldn't wear their glasses anymore because their lashes were growing so long that they were streaking their glasses every time they blinked.
Interesting.
And so the hairdressing salons have some products based on that. And there is, I think it's a Kerastase product that people can use, and that can also stimulate some hair to grow. You can walk into the pharmacy and off the shelf you can buy some topical minoxidil. And there's a number of different brands of that available. And that's also very effective over a 4 to 6 month period. But you've got to stick with it for 4 to 6 months to see the hair regrowth. And that's the same with the tablets that you can get on prescription. And there's a number of tablets available on prescription for both men and women with hair loss. And then, of course, there's also some other innovations that are happening. So there's laser caps. We've recently done a research study on laser caps showing that these low-level laser devices can also stimulate some hair to regrow. And then, of course, there's surgical interventions.
So quite a wide range.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's lots of things that can be done. And really, the starting point is to see a dermatologist, get a diagnosis.
So if we're talking about that, what signs should send our listeners to their GP for a possible referral or diagnosis?
So for women, the earliest signs are increased hair shedding, and that when they tie their hair back in a ponytail, the ponytail's not as thick as it used to be. So they're just getting this gradual decline in the thickness of their ponytail. For men, it's usually baldness. So they can actually see the bald spot emerging on their scalp, or the hair going very thin, or the hairline receding. And if it's getting to the point where that's starting to concern them, then that's the time to get a referral. And then, of course, the inflammatory conditions It's usually pretty sudden onset where they get the patches of hair loss. They just appear out of the blue, and that's an indication to go and see your dermatologist.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to help make it a little bit clearer.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.